Two police officers murdered. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, in the L.A. suburb of El Monte, responding to a report of a possible stabbing in a motel room.
First officer meets the gunman, apparently, as we're told from investigators, by the motel door. There's gunfire. The first officer is hit. The gunman then moves into the parking lot area, ground floor of the motel. That is where the second officer runs into the gunman. He's hit by gunfire. Other officers arrive. There's a dramatic shootout, and then the gunman is shot dead.
That's Ed Laskos of Fox 11 in Los Angeles, who says the shooter was out on bail after an earlier arrest on gun charges. The fallen officers were both husbands and fathers. The Trump effect goes 1-for-2 in South Carolina's primary on Tuesday.
Most satisfying for the former president was likely the loss by 7th District Congressman Tom Rice. He was one of 10 House Republicans targeted who voted for Trump's impeachment. Rice lost to State House member Russell Fry. In the 1st District, Congresswoman Nancy Mace was a winner.
I am looking forward to very much continuing the work that we started.
She defeated the Trump-endorsed Katie Arrington. 6th District Democrat Jim Clyburn and Republican Governor Henry McMaster won their races easily.
Fox's Gernal Scott, Republicans say it's a sign of an impending red wave in November as the GOP candidate Maya Flores wins a special election for a vacant congressional seat in Texas, which the Democrats have held since 1871. Flores will also be the first woman born in Mexico to serve in Congress. On the eve of another interest rate hike meant to control inflation, President Biden telling the AFL-CIO convention in Philadelphia yesterday his economic policies are working.
Under my plan for the economy, we made extraordinary progress. And we put America in a position to tackle a worldwide problem is worse everywhere but here.
America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The Senate's top Republican says he is in favor of the framework on which new gun legislation is being written.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says an outline for new gun safety legislation is progress for the country.
The legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates. I'll be supportive.
Lawmakers are now drafting the legislation based off an agreement with proposals enhancing background check requirements for 18 to 21-year-olds, providing federal assistance for red flag laws, and funding for mental health resources.
The bill in and of itself is going to save thousands of lives. I have no doubt about that.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy helped draft the framework and believes a vote on a final package could come before the end of the month. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The House has passed the Senate's version of a bill to extend protection for Supreme Court justices to their family members. 27 members of the House, all of them Democrats, voted against the bill, some saying they believe gun control should have been prioritized. The bill is headed to the president's desk. 41 years after he tried to kill President Ronald Reagan, John Hinckley has now gained his full freedom.
At 67 years old, John Hinckley Jr. is no longer a threat to the public and has shown no signs of mental illness since the mid-1980s. That from a federal judge on Hinckley who tried to assassinate President Reagan in 1981 and who's now free from court oversight.
With all the negativity, there's still
John Hinckley Jr., a music artist who started his own record label, releasing that and other songs on his YouTube channel. He's now living full-time in Virginia following his supervised release from a mental institution in 2016. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.